Okay, we'll start off with a Mishnah about Gidanoshes. So the Mishnah says, Noyeg Bitahoira, Gidanoshes is by kosher animal. The Ainu Noyeg Bitmeim. By a horse, a cow, although there's no Gidanoshes. There's no aveir of Gidanoshes. I mean, you can't eat a mitzad. That, but not mitzad Gidanoshes. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Ach Bitmeir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Gidanosh applies to a Tohar Behema and a Tomei Behema. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, said Rabbi Yehuda, Vahaloi mi bnei Yaakov nesa Gidanosh. When did the Aveir of Gidanosh come? In the days of Yaakov Avinu. Ve'adayin Behema Tomei Muteresla. There was no such thing as a not kosher Behema. Because it was before the Torah was given. So that's, he's bringing as a raya to his shita that Gidanosha applies even to any animal. Amruloi, the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Yehuda, B'sinai ne'emar. No. The pasuk that says you shouldn't eat Gidanosha was said in Har Sinai. It was said in Har Sinai. Elo shenichtav b'mekoyimai. Just, why is it written all the way in Vayishlach if it wasn't really said until Har Sinai? Because it wants to say it next to the story to explain to you, like it says in the Chumash, Al-Kain, therefore. So therefore, I put it together. But really, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam said this Isser on Har Sinai. Okay? So if you read the Gemara, the Mishnah, regular, it comes out that you say, when did the Aveira of eating the Gidanosha begin? So you read the Mishnah, it looks like it's a big machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it started right away the next day after Yaakov Avinu the Malach got into the fight with Yaakov. Hashem said, no more Gidanosha. And it started right then. And the Rabbanan said, not true. It started at Har Sinai. And it's just written back in Vayishlach by us, because to connect it with the story. That's the regular pshat, and that's Taka, how Rashi explains it, like the Pasha pshat. Now, the problem is, the Rambam, in Malachim, when he goes through how the whole Torah came, right? So he starts. First, Hashem told Adam Rishon six things. Right? Then the seventh one, Hashem told Noach, Abram and Achai. Then Hashem told Avram Bris Mila. Then Yitzchak added Meiser with Davening Mincha. Oh, he says Avram did Shachar. Yitzchak did Meiser and Mincha. Yaakov Gidanosha. Amram Mitzvah Yaseiris, and then finally the whole Torah. So the Lechav Mishnah says, so the Rambam seems to say that Gidanosha started by Yaakov. So according to that, that means you're going with Rabbi Yehuda. But if you look it up in the Rambam, by Hilchos Gidanoshe, in Machos Asuris, he goes with the Rabbanon, that it only goes on the Behema Tahira. So he says at Tzorechin, that the Rambam is Oichos Achazov B'Shnei Roshim. Right? The Rambam holds that Gidanoshe started with Yaakov, then it should end up, then it should be on a Behema Tameya. No, he says it's still only Behemoth Tahir. So that's his kasha. So what's the answer for the Rambam? The answer is right in the Perasha Mishnayos LeHaRambam. Right? The Rambam has his own shot in this Mishnah. The Rambam says his famous thing. He says, if you go through this Mishnah here, you're going to know a Yesoid Gadol. Sim libcha ala ikar ha-gadol ha-nichnal b'mishnah zeis. You're going to learn out a big ikar over here. And what's the big ikar? Everybody probably heard of this parish saying somewhere along the line. That kol masha anoisi mayoyim, right? Everything, any mitzvah or aver that we do today, we don't do it because of a tzivui to any previous navi. Everything we do is only because Hashem commanded it to Moshe Rabbeinu. For example, he says, don't think. You say, you know why I don't eat Avraham Achai? Because Hashem told Noach not to eat Avraham Achai, and I'm a descendant from Noach. Or the Rambam says, don't say, you know why I do a bris?
because Hashem told Avraham Avinu to do a bris. Or do you know what he gives? Or I don't do Gid Anoshe because Hashem told Yaakov, because Yaakov had an Isser of Gid Anoshe. No. We don't do anything because of any of those Nevi'im. Every single thing we do is from Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Yeah, and he says, I'll bring you a raya. The Rambam says, I'm going to bring you a raya. Because it says, 613 mitzvahs we were commanded on Har Sinai, right? So Rambam says, why 613? Around 610 maybe. Because one we had from Bris Mila from Avraham already. One we already had from Yaakov Avinu Gid Anoshe. One you had from Noach. So why 613? The teretz is because now you press the clear button, yeah? None of that. Everything all over. Everything is from Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? So he says, you're going to get this out of the Mishnah. So I'm going to look at the Mishnah. How am I getting out of this Mishnah? I don't see anything. It said, Rabbi Yehuda said that Gid Anoshe started from Yaakov. So it even goes on a behemoth to me. Okay, very good. Shkayach, doesn't say anything. The Rabbanan said, disagree. We disagree. It was said on Har Sinai. So finished. It was written near the story. So where do you see that even if Hashem told Yaakov that you can't do it, but we don't do it because of that, we do it because of Moshe Rabbeinu. Eifer Kosov. So all the Mefarshim say, everybody, that you see that the Rambam is telling you like this. The Rambam is telling you, rely on me. Everybody agrees that Yaakov Avinu had the Isser of Gid Anoshe. No one's arguing about that. So, what does it mean that the Rabbanan said that the Isser came from Har Sinai? The Rambam is saying that's the Ikar HaGadol that you see in this Mishnah. That we are usher to do it because Hashem said it again at Har Sinai. That is what the Rabbanan were saying. When the Rabbanan said Misinai Namra, the Pshat is the Rabbanan saying it was re-said at Har Sinai. But of course it was really started before. Okay, that's the Rambam Hanocha. Memela, the Rambam says, once I have this Hanocha that for sure the Isser was around from Yaakov, it's then the only way to read this mission is to say that but we have it from the second time, from Har Sinai.
So it's Machlokes
then? Machlokes between the Rambam.
That's like Rabbanan, like Rabbi Yehuda.
Oh, very good. So you have to know what Rabbi Yehuda would say about that. Or we'll get to that soon. So at least the Rabbanan. But the question, the first and foremost question is, who told the Rambam? Nobody else learns that way. The Rashi doesn't learn that way. The Taisus doesn't learn that way. They all read the Mishnah regular. That Rabbi Yehuda was saying, not Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan were saying that the whole Gid Anoshe started by Har Sinai. So who told the Rambam that the Rabbanan really mean that it really started by Yaakov, but the Rabbanan meant that it was said a second time by Har Sinai for us? Maybe not. Maybe the Pshat is Poshet. Where did the Rambam get it?
Without the second time, we would be potter from Gid Anoshe?
According to the Rambam? According to the Rambam, if it wasn't said on Har Sinai, potter. Right. So, okay. But how does he know this? So, I have a friend, Rav Moshe Chaim Pinelas.
So
he was in the Kail here.
That only those things that were said by before Mount Tarot and Nishnas are the ones that Loinish is the ones that apply.
Right. Loinish, if it's said it once, it only applies to Yidin?
Right.
Okay, and if it says it twice, then it's for Goyim and for you.
So that distinction is only a question of where it's placed, according to this.
According to this, I'm not sure.
It's loinishness.
If it's loin,
therefore it applies to us only because it was said at Har Sinai, just a question of where it says it in the Torah. That's what
the Well, the Gemara says, what's the example of something that was said once and never repeated? The Gemara says, "Ein lanu eli Gid Anoshe." The Gemara says, "The only thing could be Gid Anoshe lefir Bihuda." Lefir Bihuda, the Gemara says. According to Bihuda,
was that again?
What's that? Pru Ravu. The Gemara. the Gemara says that that's also. The Gemara says that's true. The Gemara says that's only for Yidden now. I don't know why the Gemara didn't think. I can't remember now why the Gemara didn't say that example also. The Gemara asks that for Akasha. The Gemara asks, why don't we say Peruvu is not Rav Nishnis? Because it says it twice. It says Peruvu and then it says Shuv Lechem Le'alechem. And the Gemara says, no, you need Shuv Lechem Le'alechem for a different thing. And then it comes out it's only once, and therefore it's only for Yidden again. So I don't remember why the Gemara didn't say that example also. But the Gemara holds that that's also one. That's only one. Okay, so this is what he wanted. My friend wanted the tiny, the Makor is like this.
Gave Chodesh also. Chodesh was said before Har Sinai. That it was repeated again.
Yeah, but that's called Har Sinai already. In other words, when it's said to Moshe Rabbeinu for the Yidden, that counts, even though it was in Mitzrayim, it still counts for Nemra to us. Because what's said to B'nai Yisrael, that's called, it's like, right, it's like all those things already counted for like us.
I see that.
Oh, so he sounded like this. When it says, this is a question, it says a lot of, a good few places in Chumash, Ad Hayoyim Hazeh. How do you translate when it says, Ad Hayoyim Hazeh? Hu Avi B'nai Moyav Ad Hayoyim. Asher Ye Omer Hayoyim. Bahar Hashem Ye Royim. Right? Or it says, Vayeshu Tachtom Ad Hayoyim Hazeh. When is that day? This day? When is Hayoyim Hazeh? So there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Rashbam. The Rashbam says Hayoyim Hazeh means the day that the Sefer is writing the Sefer, namely Moshe Rabbeinu. He's saying till this very day that I'm writing it. That's the Rashbam. But if you look in Rashi, he says it means Bechol Shana Vishana, that you read it, it's till that day. It means forever, basically, right? Which really, Rashi is L'shitase. I'm just adding, Rashi is L'shitase. Rashi says in Saita that it says lose. He brings, there's a pasuk in Saita and Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis that about that lose stayed in its place, Adamokam Hazeh, Adayim Hazeh, and the Gemara says this is the famous lose that even when Sancheiv came and destroyed all the nations, and it was mevalvel everything, Luz never got destroyed because they had Zuchusim, that it says over there. And Rashi says, Dekayim alon, kol mokim shenemar ad hayom hazeh, la'adu la'ol me'olam. Okay, that's what Rashi is. But the Rashi is Tzarichin. Rabbi Kiveger already writes that the Gemara in Yuma seems to say beferish the other way. Because the Gemara in Yuma brings a pasuk that it says the Yevusim were under Binyamin for Mas, Adayim Hazeh. And the Gemara says, the Yevusim are not under Binyamin Adayim Hazeh, because as soon as the Churban came between the two Beis HaMikdash, Yevusim were not giving Mas to Binyamin anymore. So the Gemara says, Tiufta, the Gemara says, you see from here, Adayim Hazeh does not mean. So that's Rabbi Kveger's Kashi on Rashi. What's Pshat in the Rashi? But Rashi, for whatever, however he gets out of that Kasha, he goes that Adayim Hazeh means loyal Me'olam. But the Rishbam, he goes like the Pashup Shan the Gemara in Yuma, that Ayam is not loyal me'olamim. And it's like the Radak writes on the Pasuk, when it says that the Yavusim were under Binyamin, Ayam is that, means until the day that Shmuel wrote Shaiftin. Until the day of the Sefer. So there is a Machlekes there. Oh, so he said like this, the Rambam held like the Rishbam. Okay? So now you read the Pasuk, just plain taich. It says, Al-Kain Loy yoichlu b'nei Yisrael es gid hanoshe asher al kaf hayorich ad hayoim hazeh. If you read like the Rishbam Chumash, then it means therefore the Jews don't eat the gid hanoshe, right, until this very day that I'm writing this sefer Torah. See, you have no bravery. Obviously, they've not been doing it from the days of Yaakov, right? Because, or else, if they're only starting today, what do you mean, Ara Yom Hazeh, maybe Mia Yom Hazeh Bahola, but not Ara Yom Hazeh. So Memela, he tied it, that's how the Rambam knew for a fact, just from reading the Pasuk, that obviously everyone has to agree that it was us from Yaakov, because as a state. That was it, that was how he thought, that how the Rambam got it. That's how the Rambam knew for a fact, that there's no machlekes about that. No one's going to say it started at Har Sinai. It's right in the Chumash, not like that. Now, I tie it on him that you very nice, but I think you can do it like Rashi too. Even if you go with Rashi, Rashi says Adayim Azeh means forever and ever. So L'choy, according to Rashi, Takanat Buchach. Right? And it's brought to Rashi L'shitase, because Rashi says that Taka, the Gidon Asha, only started at Har Sinai. So how does Rashi read the words?
So it's also there, on that time.
Excuse me?
Adayim Azeh was also on that time.
Oh, so but how can we prove that, though? In other words, Rashi says it really means so starting from Har Sinai.
When they read it in Moshe, when wrote it down, he read
it. You mean it's got to make sense.
It's got to make sense then.
Even though maybe I hear he really wrote it a little after Har Sinai. So I'm saying, let's not forget, you have Rashi. He really says it started Har Sinai. So how does he read it? When I read the Sefer Torah according to Rashi, what does it mean, Adayim Azeh? So obviously, you're going to have to say it means starting from Har Sinai till the day that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, I guess. But the problem, I tied one thing to him.
Now, Rashi says it long. So Adayim Azeh from Har Sinai until forever.
Okay, fine. And in other words, and even the first year when the Sefer Torah was written, it still makes sense already. Yeah. But there's one thing. Maybe the Rambam thinks it doesn't make sense to say on a lav, Adayim Azeh. What's coming off over here? What does it ever say? Eloi Seichlu Nevelu Adayim Azeh? Or something? I mean, of course, I mean, a lav is a lav. Well, since when do you write Adayim Azeh? A lav is us, or finished. So maybe the Rambam felt that no, I don't care which way you say Adayim Azeh means, it's got to include something special. It's trying to say, like, it all the way from then, forever. But if it only means from Har Sinai, then the Rambam feels that it doesn't fit into the words Sai V'Sai. I don't care if you learn with the Rashbam, I don't care if you learn like Rashi. It's not going to write in the Chumash, on a regular lav, from Matan Torah, the words Adayim Azeh. Okay, so whichever it is, it's probably from those words. That's probably where the Rambam got it from. Loi Miboy, like the Rashbam, but even like Rashi. Okay, but so the bottom line, though, is that the Rambam Shita is that everyone agrees that the Isser of Gidon Asher started by Yaakov Avinu. And not like Rashi that says that we, Lahalocha, hold like the Rabbanon, that the whole Aveir of Gidon Asher only started by Har Sinai. Okay, that's the Aleph thing. So now, once we have this, the Lecha Mishnah's Kasha is obviously totally Mushav. Lecha Mishnah says he hears a stira. That the Rambam in Melachim said that Gidon Asher started by Yaakov. And the Rambam in Pilchus Gidon Asher, Pilchus Machal Sasur, Gidon Asher, he said that Gidon Asher is only by the Kosher Behema. So he says that's switching Mandomrim. How could he do that? Not the way the Rambam reads it. According to the Rambam, that's pure Rabbanon, straight through. The Rabbanon hole that get started by Gidon Asher, by Yaakov. And still, they say that it was redone at Har Sinai, and it's only for Abayim and Tahira. So, Memela, the Rambam is Lishitasei of the Rambam. And this already, the Truma Sakri, in his Akdama, points this out, and he says, Kanir, that the Lecha Mishnah didn't have Perish Mishnayis, because if you would see the Perish Mishnayis, then he would for sure see right away that the Rambam is fine. So now, there's a problem. Because L'chora, if you read the Braisa on that Mishnah, it sounds Beferish Kenegad the Rambam. This is already the Truma Sakri's Kasha. It says that the Rabbanan told Rabbi Yehuda, you think that the Pasuk really means from Yaakov's days? So how do you read it says in the Chumash, Al Kain lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael. How could the words b'nei Yisrael mean at that time in history when the Malach did that to Yaakov? He didn't have the name Yisrael yet.
I'll
give
him the name.
Oh, so Tosfos, I think, says, but until Hashem said the same as Malach, then they never call, you'll look in the Psukim, it's not, I don't have it right, but if you look in the Psukim, it still calls him Yaakov after
that.
Until Hashem said it, right? So that's what
Malach said, that he would be masking to it.
You mean the Malach only meant later. But you see, right, in the Chumash, it didn't switch his name yet. So how they said to Rabbi Yehuda, How are you going to read this? It says, Al kein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael. So you see we're right. You see that really only started by Har Sinai that they were called b'nei Yisrael. And it's a rai against you. So, frek the Trumas Akri, okay, that sounds mamash like Rashi. That the Rabbanim really are saying it only started by Har Sinai. But if you go with the Rambam, that everyone agrees it started by Yaakov, then you're both in the same trouble. Why are you attacking him? You should attack yourself. Everyone is in the same boat that it's also starting from Yaakov. So you're also shver. Why does it say Bnei Yisrael? That's the kasha of the Trumas Akri. So now, in order to answer that, I think that you have to be medayik carefully. If you looked at the lashon in the Rambam.
Why is it a kasha in the Rambam? The Al-Kain lo yochlu is what's said at Sinai. The Isser preceded it.
So,
when did they say Al-Kain lo
yochlu?
That's a pasuk that says the Sinai.
Okay, but it means, but the Rambam is saying that even the Rabbanan say it means, let's say we died from Adam Ezeh, that it really started all the way in the beginning.
Before, so then, it's B'nai Yisrael. The Al-Kain lo yochlu B'nai Yisrael was talking about...
Okay, so why can't Rabbi Yehuda say the same thing? So why they have a tainus against Rabbi Yehuda? So Rabbi Yehuda will say the same thing. Says, okay, very good. That's what I mean.
Because there is no...
What did Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah? He said, since it was already Yasser from the days of Yaakov, and in his days, the Behemoth Timaeus were also part of it, so Memela, right? So then Rabban said, yeah, but why did it say B'nai Yisrael? So I say, okay, Rabban, your turn. Mechubed, why do you say it says B'nai Yisrael? Oh, because now.
Because
okay,
he,
me too.
He doesn't make that distinction. Rambam makes the distinction between before and later. Who doesn't make a distinction?
Rabbi Yehuda says, since before it was even in the Beim HaTemeyah. Okay, fine.
So there was no distinction.
So what time can we have against Rabbi Yehuda now? What
other distinction? The whole parsha is only said at the time it was said. Which was back by the time of Yaakov.
There was no Yisrael.
How can Lo Yehuda come in Israel? There was no repeat of the Pasha, right, according to Yehuda. It was only one time it was said.
Okay.
Time was quoting what happened back then, according to Yehuda. Right?
How do you know? Maybe. But how did the Rabbanan even know he holds that way? Let's say Rabbi Yehuda holds exactly what the Rabbanan hold. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, look, it says Al Kein Lo Yichol Bnei Yisrael. Let's say we'll say it means Har Sinai, okay? But since it says Arayim Hazeh, so we know it means that it already was there from the whole time. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, okay, so if it was there the whole time, and when it started, for sure it included Behemoth Timaeus, so it's still going to be Behemoth Timaeus. So how did the Rabbanan ever know that Rabbi Yehuda is saying anything different than they're saying?
From the fact that what is Rabbi Yehuda saying?
He's saying if the Isser was there from the beginning, and in the beginning for sure it would have been on horses also,
right,
so then Mistamat's still on horses.
Because it wasn't repeated.
What do you mean?
It wasn't,
there's no two, right? There's no
right,
two
was,
of them.
There no,
there's only one place in the
no, there's no impact of the fact that it was said at Sinai. It was only a repeating of what was said back at the time of Yaakov.
What do you mean? Okay. Right here, it's saying, in this pasuk, it's saying that on Har Sinai, Hashem was saying that the Isser that has been going on all the way since the days of Yaakov is still going on.
Right. The Rambam was saying, you're just not saying that.
So how did the Rabbanan or Yehuda wasn't saying that? Why couldn't that be?
He said Tamei.
Okay.
His drasha tells you not that way.
How does the drasha tell you not that way?
Because the words of what? Talk about Behemoth Tamei's. Applied to everything. That's what Yehuda's drasha.
Okay, so the Rambam's thing fits to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam's thing could be what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Why not? Rabbi Yehuda is saying, look, it says here that the Bnei Yisrael shouldn't eat it Adayim Hazeh, which means that they've been doing it the whole time. So if they were doing it the whole time, obviously the Isser was from the beginning. Right? And then when the Isser was in the beginning, it would have been also on Behemoth Timaeus. So it's like Rabbi Yehuda, okay, so why should it change now? Why can't that be where Behuda is saying himself? Why can't it be where Behuda is saying? That's the problem. That's the problem that they're having with the Rambam. The regular pshat is great, that Rabbi Huda was saying it started in the beginning, and the Rabbanu were saying it didn't start then. So then, very good, the Rabbanu are saying we have a right to us, because it says Bnei Yisrael, according to you, it's Shveh. But according to the Rambam, even the Rabbanu are saying it started in the beginning. So what's the pshat? So that's the kasha of the Trumasik. So I want to say like this, a very important dik, I think. If you look carefully in the Rambam, you're going to see a very important thing. The Rambam wrote, this, that same Rambam Lachim said, Al-Shisha Dvorim Nitztav Adam HaRishon. Fine, he was commanded. Hoisif Hashem added, Linoyach, Tanoyach, Eri Menachai. Another one. Bo Avram, V'Nitztav Yeser Alamil. Right? He was commanded another thing, Mila. Vehu his pal shachris, and he daven shachris. Right? It doesn't say he was commanded that time because it wasn't. Okay. The Yitzchak also hifrish meiser. Hashem didn't tell him he has to do it. We learn it from that pasuk. You know, my mea sha'arim. He did it. The hoisif tfilachres acheres lifnois hayoyim. He added. He added. It doesn't say he was commanded. No one commanded him. Mincha. Oh, very good. So that's the kasha of the Ravid right on the Rambam over there. The Ravid asked that kasha, why not? Unfortunately, give different answers. The Yaakov Hoisif Giranoshe. You hear that? It doesn't say that Hashem told him. Yaakov was Moisif. That's like it said by Yitzchak. Hoisif Tfila. If Nei Sayayim. He says, Yaakov Hoisif Giranoshe. He didn't say, right. So what's going on over here? V'hispalol arvis. V'hispalol arvis. Yeah. Yeah. By Yitzchak, it happens to be, he says, hoisif for mincha, and by Meir, he doesn't say hoisif, he says hispalol. Okay, that's also. Okay, whatever it is, he didn't say hoisif. But it says, Yaakov hoisif. He doesn't say, and I looked also in the Perush Mishnayos, when he says, we don't do Eiver Minachai, because Hashem commanded Noach to do Eiver Minachai. Then he says, and we don't do Gira Noshe Mipnei Isur Yaakov. That's the words he used. He doesn't say the word Tzivu. He writes, we don't do Gira Noshe because of Isur Yaakov. Which you never know what that could mean. It's a very unclear word. But he didn't write Mipnei Shenitztave Yaakov. And here he wrote, so Lefian used Daiti. What's going on over here is Mamash, what it sounds like. The pshat is like this. The Rambam is saying that according to the Rabbanon, the law was set at Har Sinai. Al kein lo b'nei Yisrael, Hashem is saying, you can't eat it, and you're b'nei Yisrael. But Lamaisa, since it says, they ara yom hazeh, so obviously it's been going the whole time. But it doesn't say, that wasn't the tzivui part. That was Yaakov Avinu told his sons, you can't eat the Gira Noshe. So Mimela, now I understand the Gemara very well. The Rabbanu had a complaint on Rabbi Yehuda. They said, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, that the Lo Yoichlu, the real law, is starting back from the days of Yaakov, so it should say Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yaakov, because that's the law on B'nei Yaakov. Elamai, it's a right to us. They know the lav is really on Bnei Yisrael. But it says, Adayim Azeh, about this lav, why does it say a lashon of Adayim Azeh more than any other lav, like we were saying? Because it has been going the whole time. Because Yaakov Avinu told them not to do it. But that's why they're better than him. That's why they're in a better matzah than him, because the Isser is on Bnei Yisrael. Okay, so that is the way I want to answer the pshat in that piece of Gemara. Now, based on that, I want to answer a big kasha that all the Achareinim ask on the Rambam. It says in Parshas Miketz that the brothers came down, you know, to Yosef and caught them, we all know. So then it says over there, he told Asher al-Beis, he told Menashe, Utvoyach Tevach V'hochein, right? Shecht, the behema, v'hochein. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, tevach, tevach? Pra'al lehem beis hashchita. Okay, open up the beis hashchita and show them that it's shechted. Then, v'hochein, tul gira nosha bifneim. Show them that you took out the gira nosha. So like the Gemara, this Braisa is going like the Manda Omar, Bnei Noyach Nitztabu Al Gid Anashim. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Because there's a machlokes, right? Rabbi Huda says Bnei Noyach had Gid Anashim. Rabbanan say they didn't. So this Braisa holds like Rabbi Huda. So Frek, the Chasam Sofer, in his Gemara in Chulin, and through Mr. Kriyosi, says, Bishl Malik Rashi, very good. Rabbi Huda says they were forbidden from Yaakov, and the Rabbanan say they were permitted. So this must be going forbidden. But according to the Rambam, everybody holds it was forbidden. Right? Everybody holds it was forbidden. There's no machlaikas. So what do you mean, kiman da omar? There's no two man da omars. Everybody holds the same way.
Even so, if it wasn't stabbed, they would do it.
Right? Yeah. If their father told them. Why not? Their father told them, it's us. The Rambam brought it. Yeah, so what's the Gemara talking about? So he, Terus agrees, is very bothered. He says, maybe there's some unknown third man da omar somewhere that argues on the Rabbanan and on Rabbi Huda. Tzarichin. Right? And that's very strange because we how did the Rambam know in the first place? Because he read the pasuk that way. So how could there be an unknown? So what's the pshat in this Gemara? Okay, so first I want to just say pshat in the words and then I'll explain it. Pshat's like this. If you say that the Isser started from the days of Yaakov Avin, who couldn't eat it? Anybody in the world? Are only Yaakov's descendants. So you'd say it says Bnei Yisrael the fish, right? Okay, very good. Lamais it's a machlekes rishain. Toisus in Psachim Chaf Beis brings a machlekes the Rimir Lintz against the Ri. The Rimir Lintz said that everybody couldn't eat it. No guy in the world was allowed to eat it. You have a nice question. Why does it say Bnei Yisrael then? So my answer would be, because only the Jews can't ever eat it. The Goyim didn't eat it up till Matan Torah. So it says, Al Kenil Chabnei Yisrael Arayim Azeh, all the way through. But the Goyim, they couldn't eat it then, and then it stopped in the middle. That's what I would say.
Anything else?
Stop
a Duna Mitzvah?
Sure, that's the rule. Kol Mils Mitzvah Shenemro Livnei Noach Peru Rabu. The Goyim themselves. Before the Torah is given, every Goy had a Chiyav Essay of Peru Rabu.
And stop by
Matan Torah. Yeah. Why? You want to know why? That we had it in the Turi Evin Chagiga. The pshat was that the Goyim were higher before Matan Torah, till Matan Torah. Once Matan Torah came, they dropped. So Memela, we're the only people that are as good, if not better, than the Bnei Noach from then. You know, like, the Ramak, he has that Selim Elikim stopped at Matan Torah for going.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Nefesh HaChaim also says that it stopped, but he doesn't say exactly when it happened. He says when. In the Derech Hashem. The Derech Hashem, he brings it down. So anyway, the Riyam Elim says all Bnei Noach. And Rabbeinu Yoin and Sanhedrin also has 2 days. Brings 2 days. All Bnei Noach or only Bnei Yaakov? So Memela, I want to say how to read the words in the Gemara. It says, Tul Gid Hanosha Bifneem, Keman Do Omar, Gid Hanosha Nesra Livnei Noyach. That's the words in the Gemara. So I want to say like this. The Rambam holds that there's a machloikes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan about who couldn't eat the Gid Hanosha. Well, Rabbi Yehuda holds all the Bnei Noach, all Goyim, and the Rabbanan hold only Yaakov's children. What's going on here? What's the pshat? Pshat's like this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the real lav was said at the time of Yaakov Avinu. It was a lav in the Torah, like we, based on how we just said that there's a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says Hashem said it then, and Rabbanan say Yaakov Avinu said it. So according to the Rabbanan, Yaakov Avinu said it. How do we know Yaakov Avinu said it? Because it says Arim Azeh, so it's got to be. So then Meichit Tesi that Yaakov Avinu told the whole world that they can't eat a Gid Hanoshe. You don't have any makor to say such a huge chiddush like that. All you see is that it's saying that the Bnei Yisrael don't eat it out of Yom Hazeh. So obviously it's out of Yom Hazeh means it started all the way from the beginning. You don't see about Goyim. You only see Bnei Yisrael as always. So Mimela, there's no Makor for saying anything more than that. So Taka, the Rabbanu would tell you, that's what it's saying. Yaakov Binu told his descendants, I don't want you eating Gid Anoshe. And Hashem said, and now Lo Yoichlu Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael cannot invite their officer to eat it out of Yom Hazeh. Fine. So there you see only Bnei Yaakov. Mashenkein, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't learn his thing from the word Adi Mazeh. Rabbi Yehuda learns it because it's written there. That's how he knows it. Because since it's written there, so it's a lav right there. That's Rabbi Yehuda's whole thing. So the pshat is if it's written over there, so it's a Nemar li Bnei Noach. It was said before Matan Torah. It was said for Bnei Noach. The reason why it says Bnei Yisrael, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not, I mean, that was the Rabbanan sign against him. But it's not to mean that it only started with Bnei Yisrael. That means that now Bnei Yisrael are the ones that have the Isser today. Because the Goyim don't any longer have the Isser. But Avada, the Makoyer that the Lav goes on before, is not from the word Adi Mazeh. It's from the fact that it's written there. So Memela, if that's what it is, so it's like any other Lav written in Chumash, if it says anything, Pru Uravu, if it says Isser Gezel, anything written before Matan Torah goes on the whole Bnei Noach. So this is another one of the same thing. It says, Lo Yechlu Gid Anoshe. It means that everybody can eat Gid Anoshe.
What happened to the rule of Lanishnis? Because this is not because it's Lanishnis, because you have a Mefurish Pasuk that excludes God.
Yeah, what you're asking is, I think you're asking, why do you even need the rule of Lo Nishnes, even with Dal Mehachi, the rule, it would anyways only be. So the Rishonim even asked that. Rabbeinu Yoin asked that. He says unbelievable teretz. He says like this, Bnei Yisrael, yeah? If you just have the words, Zokter, not every Jew left Mitzrayim. Okay? This is what he says. There were Jews that stayed in Mitzrayim. Can they eat a Gid Anoshe? Zokter Beinu Yoina, if you wouldn't have this rule, they wouldn't be allowed to eat the Gid Anoshe, because they're Bnei Yisrael. They're the sons of Yisrael. Now that it says in Lamer of Loinishin is only for Yidin, they could eat it. That's his text. Unbelievable Kiddush. That's one of the, there's other Tzimtzum also that's interesting, the text. Yair Beinu Yoina says. I'll call upon him like this. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a regular lav that's said before the Torah goes on the whole Bnei Noach. According to Rabbanon, it's a lav for Bnei Yisrael. From the Ara Yom HaZeh, we know that Yaakov Avinu told his children not to eat it. So now, the way to read the Gemara, according to the Rambam, is Tul Gid Anoshe Bifneihem. Take the Gid Anoshe Bifneihem. Keman de Omar Gid Anoshe Neser Livnei Noach. This is going like Rabbi Yehuda that it's also to the whole Bnei Noach. It is not going like the Rabbanon that was only also to the sons of Yaakov. That's how to read the words. So now at least there's two Mandomars. The Gemara makes sense. It's like the Manda Omar that it's also to the whole Bnei Noach, and not like the Manda Omar of Bnei Yaakov. Now I have to explain it. How does the Gemara know that?
Because the answer was the name Noach, the
eyes of the Trudot. Yeah, but Yosef is telling, Yosef is telling the guy, do this, right? Yeah. So how can I know that Yosef is going like the Mandomar of Bnei Noach? Maybe Yosef is going like the Mandomar of the Shvatim.
But he was doing it for himself too at that point.
Okay, fine. So let's say. So maybe.
So he took out to Bnei Noach.
How do you know?
In their eyes. At other Shvatim. They didn't know he was the Yosef.
Okay, but who cares about in their eyes? But the Gemara, how do you know that this Bryce is going? Unless you tell me, I had an idea that maybe the Gemara thinks he wouldn't have done it in front of them if it was only the Shvatim, because then he'd give himself away.
Yeah.
Maybe you could say that.
Yeah.
Oh, what about the Shchita? Why wouldn't Shchita give it away?
Yeah.
So that's Tully. That's really Tully, because you'll see in Tosi he has two Pshatim. He has one Pshat that the Goyim were also knowing in those days not to eat Nevela. So then it wouldn't give it away. It would be telling you that. Okay, so anyway, I wanted to say another pshat. Pshat like this.
Shmuel considered him to be a neinoyach. That's what we have to say.
Okay, but how
that's
does...
That's why he has to keep Hiddush, otherwise...
Yeah, I understand, but how does the how do we know the Bryce is going that it's out the how the Shvatim are looking at him? Maybe the Bryce is going because in reality they are Shvatim and he's doing it because of that. How does the Gemara know that? Unless you say he wouldn't want to give it away. But I have another pshat like this. It says, Taisi has a kasha. How do you know that the reason he took out the Gira Noshe was because it was said to Bnei Noyach? Maybe the reason is because the Shvatim keep the whole Torah. The Arai, Taisa says, I'll bring you a Raya. He did Shechita. Why was he doing Shechita? Problem based on Shechita. Teretz is, it kept the whole Torah. So why are you all saying that the reason for the Gira Noshe is because it's Aser to Bnei Noyach? The reason for the Gira Noshe, they keep the whole Torah. And for Taisvis, can't be because of that reason. Because the word used in the Chumash is V'hochein. Zok Taisvis, V'hochein is only used when it's totally Aser. Not for Chumers. So if the Pshat and the Gira Noshe would be because they kept the whole Torah, you don't call that V'hochein. Beir Divrei Taisus, I want to explain what Taisus means. Because the Gemara Darshins, Utvoch Tavach V'hochein, teaches you that Shechita Ru'u Yishma Shechita. That in order to be called Tevach, to be called like Utvoch U'macharoi, to be called Shechita, it needs to be V'hochein Roy to eat. Okay? Now what's the halacha if you have a good Shechita? You know, this is Rabbi Shimon's Makor, Rabbi Shimon's Shechita. That only a Shechita Ru'uya, only a Shechita which is Roy Lachila, is called Shechita. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, if somebody shechts a Parah Aduma, which is Aser to be eaten, there's no Dal of the Hay, and there's no Kisei Adah, you know, there's no Esaves Benoi. Rabbi Shimon's Shechita and Shas, that in order to be a Shechita, it has to be right to eat. What if it's Aser Midrabanan to eat? Is this Shechita Ru'uya, or is this a Shechita Shein Ru'i, right? You have something also being drabanan to eat. Do you do Kisei Hadam on it? Is it Isis Benoi? So it's a Beferish Gemara on Chulim Peivav that it's Ru'uya. Since Midaraisa it's Ru'uya, that's called V'hochein. I am not going to eat it Lamaisa. It's still called V'hochein. It has to be an Isser Daraisa to be considered not V'hochein. So Memeil, that's what Taisus is saying. If it was Gira Noshe was a Chumrah because they want to keep the Torah, that's not called V'hochin. It's already V'hochin. The fact that you want to do a Chumrah is not a reason to be called V'hochin. Oh, so based on that same thing, that's Pshat in the Gemara too. According to the Rabbanon, Yaakov Avinu told them they can't eat the Gira Noshe, right? That's like a Drabbanon, not more. It's like, just like Drabbanon, he was Misakin. Then it's already V'hochein. So you can't say the word V'hochein on a Yaakov Avinu's Tzivui. So the Gemara is bothered. How can you say that V'hochein goes on Gira Noshe, but it's already V'hochein before you take out the Gira Noshe? So the Gemara says, Keman da'amar livnei noyach nesra. It's going like the man da'amar that the bnei noyach are aser, meaning it's a real lav, like a Yehuda. So then it could be V'hochein. So, because it's a lav deraisa. So Memela, now we have the whole Gemara, very good, according to the Rambam. The Gemara is saying, since it says the word V'hochein on Gira Noshe, that means it's like the man da'amar that's a realist, Rabbi Yehuda, that it's the whole bnei noyach. Not like the Rabbanon, that it's only on the bnei Yaakov. Okay, so Bekitzer... the word was Isser Yaakov. Isser Yaakov.
It doesn't say that it's... It's like he made it. So it's not the rice anymore.
It's not the rice, it's true. Right. So Yaakov made the Isser.
Right, so then
it's already... Exactly, so therefore, how come you can't say V'hochein, take out the Gira Noshe to be V'hochein? It's already V'hochein.
Right.
So that's what's bothering the Gemara. So the Gemara says it must be like the man Omar that Gira Noshe is also to Bnei Noyach. So now Rambam, you have to take it out.
The Rambam is only saying according to Chachamim.
For sure. Yehuda, for sure. According to Yehuda, that's clear in the Gemara. It's Mamash Asa from before.
And the Shvatim kept the whole Torah, so they would have kept Gidarasha as well.
Only the Rambam.
Yeah, okay. And
Yaakov adding the Issa.
So what is he, that? Oh, what is it?
What did he do?
Well, because when they kept the whole Torah, they didn't like usher. They were noyigit, and when they ever decided they don't want to do it, they didn't do it. Like
two sisters
or whatever. So, but like now, I guess he said you can't.
Now, it's like an usher. It's
like a real Durabanan, I guess. It's like a real Durabanan. They can't break it.
That's one's like a minig, one's like an isser.
Right, and you know the Ramban says that in Chutz La'aretz, for example, they didn't keep the Torah. The Ramban says, but maybe this they would do. You know, it's like usher. Okay, now I think I had another shtickle, but I think the Ilan wants to hear this ending, so I'm going to say this ending because it's very geschmack.
Well,
it means that v'hachin, that now you can totally eat it.
Totally?
Yeah, well, that's what it means. V'hachin, now it will be totally good to eat. Okay, well, that's for sure what the Gemara is saying. I mean, right. V'hachin means make it roy totally to eat, and there shouldn't be any problems. I'll tell you over this thing. It happened with the Noyda Behuda. A lady came in with a Shvera Shaila to the Noyda Behuda. You know the Noyda Behuda is a major misnagit. Yeah. The lady came in and with a big Shaila to the Noyda Behuda in a kashrus of a chicken. Noyda Behuda was harving for like a long, long time. He finally came out, it was mutter. So as a chassid sitting there, it says, Ach, dein Ruvs nemtem zwei Shua, mein Rebbe, in ein Sekunde. He can look at it and he'll see. If it has a Ruv Tara, he knows it's kosher. It takes him no time. Okay, so why did your rub take so long? So Nadav says, Ah, Yashikayach, you're Miyashiv me, I think, three kashas in Shas from this. He said, the first kasha you're Miyashiv me is Pshat in the Gemara and Shabbos. It says in the Gemara and Shabbos, Asir Torah Shetishtakach mi Yisrael. Why? Because a lady is going to go around to a base of Medrash and bring in a kicker. And she's going to say, Rabbeisai, the kicker went into a avir of a tanur, right? And there was a sheretz. Is it Tame or is it Tahar? And no one's going to know. So the Nebi says, I oy had a kasha. What's the lady walking around with the kicker for? Say the shayla with your mouth. He says, the pshat is, it's going to be such a shikha that not only won't they know the din, but she's going to even ask, maybe at least you could see from the Ruach Tara. That also they won't be able to know. That's what he says. That's pshat on that. Now he said, now you're miyashav me two other kashas. I had another kasha in the Gemara in Chulin. It says, Utvoyach Tevach. So Yosef HaTzadik said, open up the Beis HaShechit. Right? Pra Lohem, Beis HaShechit. So, what's it going to... You can't go ask a Rav. Here, I'm opening up the Beis HaShechit. Is it good? What the hell? You have to see. The knife, the Shechit. Says, the Teretz is, Yosef meant, they know how to see the Ruach Tar. Uh-huh. You open up the Beis HaShechita. But now you're miyashiv me the third kasha also. I had a third kasha. It says, do the Beis HaShechita to show him it's shechted. And it also says, Tul gida nosha bifneyem, kemando omar, gida nosha neser livnei noyach. So Tosis had a kasha. How do you know? Maybe the reason why they do gira noshes because they keep the whole Torah. Right? How do you know it's because of Bnei Noach? So he says, you just answered the kasha. Because the pshat's like this. Because when it came to the shechita, did he say bifneim? Did he say shecht bifneim? No. Why? Doesn't matter. Just look at the Ruach Tara. But Ruach Tara's work for chumers. But when you come to halacha, you can't go with Ruach Tara. So Mimela, when it came to the Gira Noshi, he said, take it out, beef nehem. No Ruach Taras, don't let they have to see it. So the Gemara says, why? If it's just a chumrah of keeping the whole Torah, let them just look at the Ruach Tar. Ah, Kamanda Omar, Gira Noshi, Nesel, Livnei Noyach. It's going like the Manda Omar that it was Osir Mikar Adin. Mimela, if it's Osir Mikar Adin, then you have to see it. Then they have to see it, beef nehem. So that's the answer to Tyson's kasha. So you're miyashiv me three kashas with it, with that. All right, we still have a time. Good. Okay, you can say the last thing. So the last thing is like this. What's doing with Rabbi Yehuda? Right? The Hainu, the Rambam, said a whole pshat in the Rabbanon that even though it was already also by Yaakov, but we don't go by that Isser, we go by the Isser of Har Sinai. But how about Rabbi Huda? Rabbi Huda, he Taka said that it was Usr from Yaakov. So some Achrayim say, that's right, Rabbi Huda doesn't agree with this whole big Yisoid HaGadol of the Rambam. The Rabbi Huda's Shita is that it was said by Yaakov's days, and Zehu Gamarnu, that's it, no more Har Sinai. But the big Achrayim say this. But it sounds like a chiddush atzum to say that, because then don't forget the Rambam says in my Mekor is because it says Taryag Mitzvus Nemru LeMoishe Har Sinai. So you see that everything was said on Har Sinai. So then you're muchen to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there was not Taryag Mitzvus by Har Sinai, right? Rabbi Yehuda holds no, there wasn't 613 by Har Sinai. It was what the leftovers, whatever you had, chiddush gadol. What would
by design mitzvahs when they know that the goyim. The Rambam says they have to say
Bahar Sinai,
so Rabbi Yehuda would also hold
that. Would hold that. Yeah, come on. Big Kiddush. That Rabbi Yehuda Mamash argues on, and the whole Rambam says, you see it, Iker Gadol b'Mishnah Zu, this Iker Gadol is a machlekes, just a psak is that way. Sounds like a big Kiddush. L'chayra, the Pshah is more nire that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it was said over in Har Sinai. But what Rabbi Yehuda was saying was that in this pasuk over here, which is talking about that Hashem said it to the Bnei Noach, you know, like Rabbi Huda learns, that this pasuk, since it's written out there, obviously is being said to the Bnei Noach. So even though it's true that Hashem said it again in Har Sinai, but Hashem is writing it down as how he's telling the Bnei Noach. So if the Torah is talking about the Issuk to the Bnei Noach, and the Torah is hinting to me in this pasuk that the same applies to the Jews later, so then the Isser is probably the same. That's what Rabbi Huda meant to say. In other words, what does it say in the Chumash? It says, according to Rabbi Huda, it says, Hashem said, right after Yaakov Avinu got hit by the Gira Noshe, no one can eat the Gira Noshe. And in this pasuk, we understand, firstly, that Hashem told it Bnei Noach, and secondly, that obviously Hashem must have said it over at Har Sinai again, because there's a rule that anything said to the Bnei Noach that and not repeated was repeated at Har Sinai for us. So we infer from the fact that Hashem said it to the Bnei Noach that we also got it at Har Sinai, says Rabbi Huda. But if the straight out mentioning of it in the Torah was mentioned as an Isser to Bnei Noach, and we're just inferring that we got the same Isser now, it stands to reason that the same Isser would apply whatever it was then is now ours. And since when it was their Isser, it was including Behemoth Timaeus, so it stands to reason that when it's repeated to us, we're going to also have Behemoth Timaeus. Not to say it wasn't repeated to us, it was repeated to us, but it doesn't say it twice in the Chumash. So it's only understood that it was repeated on Har Sinai, and then that understanding is that whatever that was is the same thing that was repeated on Har Sinai. So that's how to read the Rabbi Huda. But I want to, and the Meiluk, Rabbi Huda agrees to the Yisoid. But I want to just add one extra Kenech, that even more than that just stands to reason. Make it a little stronger. Chassam Sofer in Bamitziah has a Shaila. Would the Torah write down an Isser to Bnei Noach, which stopped at Har Sinai, would the Torah record such an issue? So he says, no, why would the Torah record it? What, at the time when the Torah is given, it's not Negei anymore, it's my Dehava Hava. Then he says, no, it looks to him that it's a Machlekes Rishayinim, because there's a Pasuk to be Marbe B'nei Keturah for Bismillah. Rashi learns it was only the children of Keturah, and it's still recorded. So you see that Rashi records Dinim that don't apply anymore. But the Rambam Taka says, the Rabbis B'nai Keturah, that Arabs today, says the Rambam probably holds like me, that the Torah would never record an Isser to B'nai Noach, which doesn't have any application anymore. So therefore, the Peshat is, it has to be, it still applies. So Al Kaponim, in the Rambam Lishitasli, it's very good, because the Peshat is like this. It says that in Parshas Vayishlach, according to Behuda, that Hashem told the Goyim they can't eat the Gira Noshe. Who cares? It stopped at Har Sinai. Ma'idah hava hava. The answer is that it's got to be to teach us that what we were repeated on Har Sinai is that Isser. So Mimele, it's Muchach that it's the same Isser. So Mimele, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, so if it was Behemah Tameya, it's still Behemah Tameya. So, okay, so Bekitzer, at the end of the day, we're coming out that everyone agrees to the Yisayit of the Rambam. Okay, and what's coming out of the whole, all the first raid, the main Chiddush of all the first things was that according to the Rambam, Lefi, the Rabbanan, it was only Yaakov's Isser. And according to Rabbi Huda, it's the Torah's Isser. And also, according to Rabbanan, it was only Bnei Yaakov. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was all the Bnei Noach.
And that Torah continues till today?
The Rambam holds, yeah. The Rambam holds Arabs have to have a bris today.
The same way as we say, the
Nishra
doesn't apply to the Torah today. Why
does the Mila apply to the Torah today? Bismillah is Nishnis. The Gemara has that suffix, but the Gemara has one Nishna that it's Nishna because it says
Nishmini.
Different
stays with the
Black
Torah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're taking it back, Joel?
There's a lot of things. You call
about
what?
Yeah, yeah. Well, this one, because I don't use it anymore. I